Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
At about 6:30 yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, our East Aurora Police Department's 911 call center received multiple 911 calls of a child struck by a vehicle in the area of 910 East Main Street in the village of East Aurora. Our units responded, and our first arriving officer on scene had discovered that a vehicle, a 2001 Toyota Avalon, traveling west, had left the roadway, struck a parked truck, and continued up the sidewalk on the north side of Main Street and struck a 9-year-old Cheektowaga girl on a scooter on the sidewalk.
Did the person in the vehicle stay at the scene?
Yes, she was still at the scene when our units arrived.
And what about the 9-year-old?
At this time, what we know about the 9-year-old, she was treated at the scene. She was transported by American Medical Response Ambulance to Oshai Women and Children's Hospital, where, as of this morning when I called, she was still in critical but stable condition.
Okay. Charges for the defendant. Can you identify her and what the charges are?
Yes, we have charged a female from East Aurora, a 30-year-old named Erin Kuntz, and she is charged with vehicular assault, a second degree, driving while intoxicated, unlawful possession of marijuana, driving a vehicle across the sidewalk, failure to use a designated lane, and refusal to take a breath test.
Has she already been in court, and what's the next step?
Okay, so she was arraigned in the town of Aurora Court this morning in the early morning hours by Judge Jeffrey Markello, one of the town Aurora justices, and her next court date, I believe, is pending. I believe they did schedule one for early August. However, after speaking with the court this morning, it sounds like there could be an appearance this week.
Okay. Hey, Lieutenant, anything that you wanted to add that I didn't ask you?
Just that, we appreciate the cooperation of other agencies nearby, obviously the East Aurora Fire Department, and we did utilize the Erie County Sheriff's Department's Accident Investigation Unit.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.